empty porthole is a big line of water. W-A-V-V, W-A-F-U.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
This is KFA ENF in Harbor Springs.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee in Shelby Township. I see the audio coming on. I mean, the carrier coming on, but no audio. This is N6WY, Shelby Township, on Statewide 51, and using Mount Clemens repeater.
Hey, good morning, David. This is KF8ENF in Harbor Springs, accessing through my hotspot. My name is Bentley.
KF8ENF in Harbor Springs, Bentley. This is Dave in Shelby Township. You got that already. And going through the Mount Clemens repeater, I heard you throw out your call. And when I don't know if you came back to me or what, but there was a like a carrier on the repeater, but no audio. Go ahead.
Well, I did accidentally disconnect and just kerchunked it to reconnect, so that's what I was trying to do. That might be why you didn't hear audio the second time.
Okay, well, explains that. The weather here is kind of gray and gloomy in Shelby Township. I'm not sure where Harbor Springs is. For some reason, I think it's on the west side of the state. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Northwest side of the Lower Peninsula, across the bay from Petoskey, if you know where that is.
Where is Petoskey? You just go out there, cross-country ski, and it's just a lovely place. Some nice hotels there, and I really enjoy going up there. Never been up there when it's really nice weather. I always went up there in the wintertime.
Well, we have nice days in the winter as well. We get a lot more sunshine here than you do downstate. But still, we have our share of just really cold, snowy, gray days. And winters last a long time up here, so you better have some activity that gets you out to enjoy it. Otherwise, looking out through the front window for 4 months gets old.
I was surprised about the Petoskey. It was an hotel. We decided to go cross course skiing and the streets that were closed because of so much snow. And it was a nice little subdivision, but nobody lived there during the winter months. They were apparently all summer homes. I mean, it was just house after house, no sign of cars in the street, you know, no tracks or anything like that. And we just crossed country at subdivision, making our own tracks, and I guess a lot of people have summer homes up there and close up the house for the winter.
Yeah, you're referring to the Wequitongsing Association. There's another across the bay in Petoskey called Bayview that the U.S. 31 highway goes right through. And the history on those, they were old Methodist summer camps that were built up in the 1800s. And the tradition has always been to close those places down. They were never meant for winter occupation. A lot of them don't even have insulation in the walls. And they are private associations, and they shut the water off and don't maintain the roads during the winter months. And then they open the places in the spring, and then our population triples when everyone comes back.
I've never heard that story about Petoskey and the Methodist, because I'm in the middle of my exercise routine. Years, definitely a year. I'm going to try to get active on the hotspot as well as the local reaper. KF8ENF, this is it.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dave. Don't let me get in the way of your workout. Have a great day, and try to get some of that fresh air outside. KF8ENF.
6WY is clear.
KF8ENF, Whiskey 8, Lima Fox Alpha.
KF8ENF, go ahead, Whiskey Fox.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi real quick. I am currently in my car, but I'm going off of a portable in Detroit. So my first time looking up through the state repeater through the Detroit, the Detroit repeater into the state network. And I thought it was cool here, got it up in Harbor Springs. So just wanted to say hi real quick. My name is Joe.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. You're doing it right. You don't even sound like you're in a vehicle or, reaching across to a repeater. Very clear communication from you, and everything's go. Hope you're having a great day.
Glad to be here. I'm on my way to the dentist, and then we'll see how that goes. So, but I'll clear your file with that. I just wanted to see how this worked while you were going through your hotspot anyways. And I said, here's somebody
on the working this week. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's working great for you. Like I said, very clear, and you're coming through just fine. Have a great day. Hope you get good news at the dentist. KF8, ENF.
KF8S Mobile on Statewide 1.
KF8S Mobile. This is N6WY, November 6th. Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1. Now, Clemens Repeater, Shelby Township.
Hey, Dave. I haven't talked to you in a while, but yeah, I'm on the Mount Clemens Repeater right now, and just put the DMR radio back in the car, seeing how it works. Am I in there pretty good, or am I breaking up or anything like that?
You're solid. No problem at all. It's been a while since I've been on DMR also. I'm just now getting back into it. I'm all excited about the new Anytone 890. I think I'm going to order it today and play with that and see what that one is like. I'm using the 878 right now, Anytone 878, and I'm going to upgrade to the 890.
Yeah, it's a good radio. I also ordered the 890 back in December to replace my 878. I just wore out all the buttons. So there wasn't anything wrong with the 878. It was just all the buttons were getting worn out, and it was having some troubles. It was having some troubles getting into this repeater. I have no idea. I think it was off frequency and needed to be recalibrated, but I had it for 3.5 years. I figured it was time.
Well, that's the age of this one. But the one I'm using got me a little bit concerned. I was hoping to have, almost matching units so I can use them as as two stations. But I have one upstairs and one downstairs. But anyway, yeah, my buttons also seem to be a little bit tricky right now. Sometimes I get a double click, and sometimes I get nothing. And also this repeater, I think it's been kind of acting strange, though. I see that there's a carrier there. It's not just a beacon. It's somebody talking, or maybe they're using data. I don't know. But looks like there's activity on the repeater, but there's no audio.
Yeah, those are, I think it does beacon out, but a lot of people have roaming turned on the radios, so whenever they're doing roaming, it'll send a packet to the radio, to the repeater, and the repeater will answer back. So I have a feeling that that's what you're seeing, but it's not going to interfere. You know, you won't see any talking, you know what I'm saying? You'll just, when somebody does talk, it'll light up your radio. But, it may stop for a little while on the frequency, though. I've noticed that. But then it'll continue on the scanning. But you won't hear it. You know, it won't interrupt your thoughts or anything like that.
That's interesting. My high carrier radio, which I took the battery out because of there's no way to fully turn it off. And the battery will go dead in a week, whether I use it or not. You know, if I don't use it, the battery still goes dead. So but if I take it out of the radio, it will stay charged for a year. But anyway, my high-tier radio, used to do that, and the guys would tell me, why are you sending out an all call on statewide one? Well, it's because I was roaming. I didn't know how to do it. I don't know how to shut it off. So it will beacon out every now and then, and it will show up on the last heard as an all call, 9999-something, as a talk group I'm trying to get. So, yeah, maybe that's what I'm seeing. A lot of people are doing that now.
Yeah, I find it's useful if you're, like, going up north, right? Like, if you're driving up north and you want to switch to the MI5 repeaters. But when you're down here, like, for example, me, I'm in the Metro Detroit area, and I know I'm going to be near Mount Clemens. I'm just going to leave it on Mount Clemens. I don't need to roam. And then if I'm near closer to Detroit, I'll put it on Detroit. And so down here, I don't think it's as needed, but, like, if you're going up north, there's a bunch of repeaters kind of spread out. I know the Flint area and the Saginaw area have got a bunch of repeaters, so it may be more useful up there.
Well, you dropped out a little bit there with the guide at all. Yeah, that's true. I had put it on just driving around here, and it will switch between Detroit and Mount Clemens when I go west a little ways. Don't have to go that far west either. Gosh, Waterford or someplace like that. Troy. I will switch over to Detroit. Well, Dave, I'm going to have to get back to what I'm doing here. I'm baking bread today, and it's time for me to take it out of the tray and let it cool. So I'm going to say 73, but I will listen out. KF8S, this is 6WY.
Yep, good timing. I'm just making another stop to BJ's over here by Selfridge. So that's where I'm at right now. I will chat with you later. Enjoy your bread. KF8S.
6WY.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, 15 mile Van Dyke testing. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, 15 mile Van Dyke testing Detroit repeater.
88MP, N8WRO, Richmond. Afternoon, Dave. Copy you loud and clear, both repeaters.
Hey, good afternoon, Tim. Yeah, I always like to check. When I'm someplace a little bit different, trying to see what kind of range I'm getting. Looks like I'm on the edge of Detroit up here, but still okay in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I copy that, and that's what I'm seeing on the dashboard as well. Oddly enough, you're still readable in Detroit, but yeah, you're on the edge there. But yeah, no worries. Good signal.
All right, well, thanks for coming back, and I'll touch base with you later. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, clear.
NAWRO Richmond, clear as well, but listening.
KF8S, out and about. Mobile in Macomb, Michigan on Statewide 1.
D8RUH. D8RUH to NAWRO. Tim, you out there listening?
Yeah, NAWRO. I'm here.
So I have a different hand mic this afternoon, and I was wondering how this one sounds.
That one sounds excellent. Nothing like the other one.
No. I also took the other one apart and drilled some holes in it, so at some point I will have to test that one. But I am glad to hear that this one sounds good. This one was not a cheap one, but it's build quality is exponentially better.
Well, I think that's usually the key. Tend to have better results with something a little bit higher quality, but not always the case. But yeah, those are tricky, I tell you. At first it works, then all of a sudden it doesn't work, but yeah, night and day difference between yesterday.
Well, thanks for coming back to me. If you are busy doing other things, I will let you go, and I'm just going to ride home. I'll be monitoring this in FBI, and listening to a podcast. So I will talk to you soon, and I guess 7-3 for now, unless you have something else going, but I will talk to you soon. It's K-8, are you it?
Yeah, copy that. I think I'm going to get up off the desk and get my steps in, do some walking out back, but appreciate the QSO. Always here normally. N-A-W-R-O. I'll be clear as well. I'll be back a little later, though.
KFA-EFB, monitoring statewide 1.
W-8-LFA on statewide 1. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Victor, Quebec is monitoring this net.
KF-8-DVQ from W-8-LFA, still listen. N-8-GMZ mobile.
N-8-GMZ mobile, this is KF-8-DVQ. How copy?
Yeah, KF-8-DVQ, I think, was it? Copy, loud and clear. You're full quiet there, good audio. How are you doing?
Well, I just got home, and I opened the mail, and I got a new radio in it, so I'm doing all right. How about you?
I am doing well myself. I just got out of work. I'm heading to the QTH. Are you on that brand new radio that you just got? What did you get?
No, I'm on a VMR. I just picked up a Yaesu FT5D. I'm super excited for it. It's my first Fusion radio. So I was actually just going to program a repeater and try to grab my buddy on it.
All right, yeah. So this C4FM analog, yeah, that's the newest one they got out. That's the cream of crop right there. I've heard really good things about it. And, yeah, they're pretty proud of it. But if you want to do C4FM, that'd be the girl to go to for sure. I don't know if you're near the C4FM link repeater system, the West Michigan Connect, but that's been growing all over Michigan lately.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. A couple of my buddies have them as well, and they really enjoy them. The radio that I'm talking to you right now on is like a cheap TYT. It's my first DMR radio. You're actually probably my second or third contact on DMR.
Okay, well, you're doing good with it. And it sounds good for being a cheap radio. I'm on a Baofeng. It's a DM32. And it does VHF, UHF, and DMR. And it does APRS, but only through DMR, I guess, not analog APRS, which is a bummer. But it's kind of a nice big radio, 8 watts, but it's quirky, the menus and programming it. Very quirky to program, but once you get it programmed, it's nice.
Nice. How long have you been on that for?
I think I got this last summer, like right when they came out. I grabbed one up, and I had a 1701 before that, and it was okay, but the audio on it was just horrible, both sending and receiving. So this went on sale for like $60, and I thought, why not? It looks cool. And that goes a long ways in the radio world if it looks cool. They made it look like a Motorola radio, so it looks like one of the, $7,000 Motorola radios, but it's a $60 Baofeng. But it's been all right. I like it. At home, I have a XPR 4550, a Motorola XPR 4550, but I keep it in my go bag. I don't have it hooked up. Mostly do analog and then sometimes fusion, but not too active on either one lately. But yeah. So where are you located? Are you in the state? Because they got repeaters all over. I'm curious.
Nice. Well, sounds like the radio is working out well for you. You're coming in super clear. I'm out in Canton right now.
And I've had quite a bit of success grabbing different DMR radios, especially, what was I on the other day? The one out in Novi, and I think I grabbed the one in Highland Park. There's that one on that really tall antenna, about 300 feet up I was grabbing from Cam.
Okay, yeah, I know where you're at. I've got a buddy that does a digital net over in Ferndale. He does one on DMR on TGIF network, Trivia Net. And there's a good network of repeaters over that way, but you're also coming in good. So I wouldn't discount the signal you're getting off the repeater. It sounds good. So probably a little darker over there than it is here. 3-hour difference in drive time, not in time zone. But looks like the sun wants to go down behind some clouds here. And then it's going to start getting dark. But I heard it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow. I was going to try out, get out and do some POTA or something this weekend. So we'll see if the weather holds up for more than just one day.
Which city were you in again?
So right now I'm in Grand Haven, Michigan, which is just south of Muskegon. It's about 25-30 minutes west of Grand Rapids. And there's an MI-5 repeater in Grand Haven. But I can also hit the one in Holland sometimes, and I can hit the one in Muskegon sometimes, mostly from the mobile, but not, I'm on a handheld right now. But yeah, so I'm right along the lake shore, right where Grand River empties out into Lake Michigan. But I'm heading to the QTH, and that's just north of Grand Haven.
Wow, that's super impressive. We're both on HGs and making it out. That is quite a trip. I'm really enjoying DMR so far. I know some people complain about it, about its difficulties as compared to Fusion and with DSTAR and whatever else you can come up with. But it's a pretty sweet concept so far, and it wasn't terribly difficult.
No, I didn't think so. Maybe at first, like to grasp the concept of how they structured DMR. You know, its original intention wasn't for amateur radio, really. It was for business, public safety. So the channelized stuff and the slots and everything, that leans kind of more towards uses that amateur radio really doesn't get into, where you've got a bunch of different color codes and talk groups and stuff all in one repeater. It allows for communication in various different ways, where we're just used to all talking to the same repeater on the same frequency and the same channel and the same room type of thing. So this Baofeng's kind of hard to set up for that. It's definitely more towards the business side of it, where you have people and stuff, you end up having to add a lot of things in duplicate or over and over again to get them into the memory banks the way you want. But yeah, so I can actually, from my basement, get on the repeater here with a handheld. That's how good the MI-5 repeater is here, is I can hit it with a handheld from about 3 miles away, 4 miles away from my basement.
Yeah, I feel like we've got it pretty good with the MI-5 network. It's so easy, especially just having two talk groups. I don't know. It just makes it so easy. Yeah, you're right. In the beginning, it was a little bit overwhelming with, you'd fire up a repeater with what talk group to go to. It was just really super easy to plug in and utilize.
Yep, I agree. They keep it pretty simple and easy to use. And the coverage is great. They work with local communities and stuff, and that back end that they have in there for the, emergency communications network all over Michigan. It's great to have that in place. A lot of states don't have that. But I'm pulling into my destination here, and I'm about to step away from the vehicle. So I got to let you go, but I'll try and check back on. I don't get on frequently, but I thought I would today, so
I'll try to check back on next time I'm in the car or something, and maybe I'll see her around down the logs there. I'll clear out of here on your final. It was good talking to you. NAGMZ73, I'll clear on your final.
All right, man. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you continue to enjoy your radios, and I hope this was true. I'm 73.
KF8DIC.
Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Tango Charlie monitoring.
KF8ATC. Yeah, KF8ATC. This is NAWRO Richmond. How you doing tonight, Tim?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to run around after work and just kind of relax and wind it down. I'm playing a few functions on this radio. I guess it'll come over time. I play with it enough. But just want to see if this thing was working or if we got to key up the mic and see who was out there.
Hey, good copy on you tonight. And you get that all programmed in from last night. So, yeah, you're doing better. Yeah, you're well under the 120 threshold, so you're like 105 on that last one on the Detroit, and it's a good signal. And, hey, listen, our friend Jack is on the FBI right now chatting away with Brian.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I'm not at home at the moment, but I'm over in, I don't know if you know where Amherstburg is. I'm over here for the night. I'm probably about 20 miles to the south, I guess, of the repeater. But I was trying to find out FBI in here, but I'm not sure what channel was on. I'm trying to figure out the channels now. I got different blocks or groups. I was trying to figure it out. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm sure it's in there someplace, and I know it. You probably, I don't know which one you picked, but either one is one of the guys in our group here in Macomb, so they're definitely going to have the FBI repeater in there. They'll have the 147.2 in there for VHF, and that is the one thing about that radio you got. It's got VHF, UHF, plus the DMR, so I have to admit that's pretty handy. I got mine when they first came out, was last year sometime, but yeah, they're coming down in price now. There's a lot of people getting them.
Yeah, I got this one. Jack said he had one, and he said, oh, you got to get this radio if you want to do DMR. So I bought it, and I think I paid about $65 for it. Three antennas, microphone, earpiece, charger. What else? I think that's about it. It seems to be a good radio. I got the metal antenna on it right now. The metal one is really flexible. I'm not sure which antenna is the best one to use on it.
NAWRO. Yeah, I don't know. Just keep trying. I tell you, the signal is fine right where you're at. I mean, I don't really say it couldn't be any better as far as, like, readability. But, yeah, I first got mine when it was out. They didn't have the little holster holder for it, so I had to order mine separately. And, yeah, that was back when they first came out. They were like 100 without the little belt clip thing. So hopefully you got one of those as well, because without it, it's kind of cumbersome.
Yes, it did come with one of those. I forgot about it because I haven't used it yet. I'm carrying two handhelds around. It's about two different handhelds, but I like this radio. I like the DMR. It's like nice and clear, crystal clear. You don't have all the background stuff. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. It took us just a little bit to get used to it because I don't even hear the difference in the signal now, but I guess some people say they don't like the way the digital nuance, if you will, of the voice, but I can't even really hear that now. But I just like the clarity. You're either in or you're out. One of the two. There's no in-between. You're not picking signals out of the weeds.
KF8ATC. Yeah, I really like it. I just got to say, once I figure the radio out, if I play with it enough, I guess I can figure it out. I'm trying to figure out the K scan banks. I just threw some quick numbers out there at different scan banks. I actually can't get it to scan yet. I like scan mode, so if somebody's talking to it, I stop on that channel or whatever. I don't know how many. I think there's 10 scan banks in there. You pick which ones you want. I haven't got that to work right properly. Not yet. But it's like a little more playing around with it. But I really like the radio. It seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't too happy with Bofangs, but that BM32, I think that one's kind of a little special spot there. Yeah, it's entry level, sure, we'll call it that, but it still works. So, and the price point is fairly decent. So, I do like it myself. And it's odd because I can be out in the driveway. I got the outdoors, but up here in Richmond. I can high power. I still have to have it on high power, but I can hit Mount Clemens tower from the driveway, and you know, it's pretty reliable.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an 8-watt radio. I haven't put a meter or anything on it yet to see what it's actually doing, but it seems to be working just fine. I'm happy with it for the price. Actually, later on, maybe I'll buy another one. I do a little hunting and stuff. Be nice if you do digital. You probably get out a lot farther on the digital signal. On the digital, I guess you got to program both the matchup and all that good stuff. But probably talk a lot farther. We have some now. We get maybe probably 3-4 miles of the ones we have now that we use. They're all on the same frequency. I think it's the 159 frequency actually. They already programmed, they got them used. But these would probably work a lot better for distance. And the GPS thing might be good too.
Yeah, I'll have to check into the GPS a little more. Something about it, I think it can only be done digitally. And of course, they don't allow that here on the MI5. So I'm not sure, you know, I really don't know about that. But the other thing too is just take a look at. They do have a larger battery, and I forget the battery size, but it's pretty large out there for these now. That's relatively new. I've only seen that in about the last month. But I'm debating about grabbing a new battery that has the extra capacity there. Now, that makes it a pretty darn tall radio because it's already tall when you sit it on the desk. But, yeah, if you're going to be in the field with it, it might be good to have a little bit of a longer life battery. Not that I've had a problem with this one. It's just I'm curious how much longer the big one would take it if you get the second one, you know.
Yeah, this is my third handheld, I guess. I have extra batteries for the other two except for this one, so not that I need all those radios. But yeah, it would be nice to have an extra battery. If it goes low somewhere out away from home, you can just swap it out and keep going. It probably lasts most of the day if you're not talking on it all the time. I don't know what the standby time is on it. But, yeah, this is awesome radio. I think it's the best one I got so far.
NAWRO Richmond. Yeah, I can't remember. I think you might be the guy that on the other service, we'll call it the other service, a couple of years ago. Didn't you have a Harvest antenna? You know, exterior for your base or something, or maybe it was another guy. But because if so, it's because of you. I got a Harvest antenna sitting in the garage and never did deploy it yet, but I kind of thought it might have been used. One of Jack's buddies, I forget which one.
Yeah, I did have an antenna. Actually, I'm not sure if I got the Harvest up there right at, actually, I can't even remember now. It's probably been a year, yeah, maybe a year, 2 years. Not sure. Yeah, but Jack was the one that told me to get. You gotta get a Harvest. You gotta get a Harvest. I ended up buying one. I had another one up previously, and I didn't pay that much for it. I had it sitting around, so I ended up selling it to a gentleman who came and picked it up. And I think we got my money back for the other one that I bought the Harvest, but it works pretty good. So now I'm looking at more antennas, maybe a HF, VHF, UHF, and not a real big antenna, but it's got pretty good reviews on it. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. but I think it's about a $400 antenna. I might go to that. I'm not sure how well it'll work compared to the dipole that I'm running right now. I've been doing some experimenting and trying not to spend a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Got to be careful on that. That's my next project. Is this summer I got to improve the antenna for the shack. I got a one of the smallest, shortest, I should say, diamond vertical. I think they call it the X30. It's like 4 feet, a little bit over 4 feet high. And it's only one story high. That's the problem. Although I'm on it right now, and it does do the job, but I'd really like to get something taller. I'll probably stick with diamond. I like the diamond brand. And I'll get something a little bit larger than that and get it up on the top roof. And if I get it up higher with a little bit of a mast, it'll be about 3 stories high. Now, that's going to be nice. And I'm on a little elevated piece of land here, so I'm already up a little higher than normal. And I just like to give that a shot for some of the distance stations and some of the repeaters. I got to be careful, though, because Sean's repeater is 7 blocks away. So on that, I don't want to run any high power or anything like that. I can hit that with a Bofang and a paperclip in the basement.
KF8, 18 feet. I copy that. Yeah, I'm not looking at to run any power either. My radio is it's a 100-watt radio. I seem to be doing pretty good so far, but my signal seems like it's more north. I got it running north and south my dipole, and most of my contacts are all south. I did get all overseas. I got some contacts overseas, China, Africa, Europe. But I haven't hit those stations lately. It seems like those are like either early morning or just at dark time is when I can hit those. I'll have to get something more directional. Maybe I can change the directional. I think if I just get the right antenna, then I'm out 360 just about all the way around. I'll probably work a little better for me.
Well, I had thoughts of that too, to get a rotor up on the top there so I can get a directional. And I'll see about that. But, of course, one of the main things we do is the Skywarn. So I have thoughts about that as well. This little antenna I have outdoors now, I think I'd like to put that in the attic and have that sort of be like a backup one for the bad weather. Because I never quite understand that. You know, you have an antenna out in the tallest part of your roof, and you're sitting there with your transmitting during a thunderstorm. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're supposedly we got lightning protection, but, you know, I understand if you get a direct hit, your equipment's toast anyway. So, but I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe I have the option of the one in the attic, and it might be slightly safer maybe for the radios.
KF8 ATC. I see the, I think that one that I was trying to find it here on my phone, I think it might be a diamond. I want to say it's six bander, does 2 meter or 40, 10 meter, 17, 40. I forget the other ones. I was trying to pull it up. I can't find it. While I'm looking for it, I can't find it, but it's popping up on my phone. And I think it's only about, I want to say 8 foot tall, and it has about 6 horizontals running off the bottom of it. It looks like a half-decent antenna. But I think I might try it out. The reviews look pretty good. I'm pretty sure it's a diamond. I'm trying to find it, but I can't find it now.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I think that, well, that would be nice. That would be sweet. That's a little too far for me right now. I think I want to just stick with the, I'll probably just stick with the vertical. But then again, I got some of the mag mounts I got in the car. One of them is just not cutting it. I can't even do VHF anymore. I don't know what's going on with it. So now that the weather's breaking, got to get out there. I'll either get the the SWR meter out there, or they're talking about these nano VNA
testers, I'll get one of those, because apparently you don't need a radio to check the SWR with those, and that sounds like something I'd like to have. And because I do have the DMR in the car plus a second radio. I've got the ICOM in the car for VHF, UHF analog, and I've got another Kinect systems in the car, same one I'm on now from the base. I also have that in the vehicle. So two antennas, two radios, two antennas. But one of the antennas, something's wrong. It's not performing. I can't even get out in VHF, so I'm going to have to fix that.
All right, I copy that. I got, I'm running that, I'm not sure. I don't know. Jack is the one that told me about it. It's a two, can't think of the name of it either, but it's a 2x4. Comet 2x4, did I sound correct? That's what I'm running. It's a pretty long antenna. It seems to work pretty good. For UHF, VHF, GMRS is, I think I'm losing a little bit of distance on the GMRS. The matches.
Well, yeah, that's right. I've been hearing a lot of the guys are talking about those Comet 2x4s. So I might actually have to take a look at that. Because, you know, we do the ARPSC stuff, so we got the... simulated emergency tests, if you heard about those, the sets in the spring and in the fall. And I like to be the guy, one of the guys in the field out there, and you know, I wouldn't mind actually setting up, you know, like setting up in a parking lot or whatever. It doesn't have to be that drastically big of an antenna, but we typically use the repeaters. And then last year, last October, they let us use a DMR here. I doubt we're going to get that permission again, but, you know, we could. And they always pull fast ones. They halfway through the test, they say, okay, DMR is down. You can't use it. You've got to use something else. And then it is kind of fun. But in order to do that, you've got to have some decent antennas on your vehicle.
Yeah, you can do some research on it. It's a pretty long antenna. And I brought a the magnet mount wasn't too expensive, but I think to stay up there pretty good so far. Been on the freeway 60, 70 miles an hour. Haven't had any problems yet with no ice or nothing. Hasn't flipped over. My truck actually sits up pretty high. Some of the drive-thrus, I get a little bing off the bars going through a drive-thru. But yeah, it seems like a pretty half-decent antenna. I think it's about out. I want to say it was close to $100 for that antenna, but it seems to work really well.
NAWRO, yeah, I'd be okay with that price. And even for me, I might not necessarily have it be my daily antenna, but I would be happy just to deploy it, you know, on a stop even, or even maybe just for the day when we're out there for the 4 hours or whatever it is. Just to have an option. Because we do that thing called wind link as well. And wind link, you got to have a little extra, you know, a little extra push there. Although this year it should be in a tall area in Mount Clemens, so it's not that far away. Prior to that, we didn't have a wind link station here in Macomb, so that was difficult to hit the one up in St. Clair County or... Detroit has one, too, but, yeah, we have our own gateway now, so I want to try to hit that and try that, but you're going to have the laptop out, and basically you're sending emails, except you're sending it by RF, which is kind of fun. I enjoy that. But, all right, Tim, well, good QSL. I just wanted to make sure you're doing good with the radio, and it sounds great again, but I'll cut you loose for now, and maybe we'll talk again soon. Appreciate the QSO. This is NAWRO. I will be clear after your final. I'll listen out.
Okay, Kev. Really appreciate the conversation. Thanks for the radio check. It's a new radio sound real good and clear on this thing also. And maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. If not, you have yourself a fine evening. Now, we'll probably be back out here a little later. I'm going to try to play around some settings on the radio. I got a big sandwich here looking at me. But I'll talk to you a little later. KF8ATC, be clear for now.
Copy that. NHWRO, also clear.
KF8BRC. This is KF8ATC. Copy. No copy on KF8BRC. This is KF8ATC. We're clear in this moment.
NAPCG listening statewide one. Nothing heard NAPCG clear.
PG.